The federal government led a busload of journalists to points across the Hanford nuclear site. Officials wanted to show off what they're doing to keep workers safe from chemical vapors. Since the spring, a run of workers have needed medical attention from vapor exposure. Correspondent Anna King was on the bus and has this report.
Top-level Hanford managers smile and don the protective outfits needed at the site's tank farms. They're the white jumpsuit variety, like you see in the movies. Taped up booties, check. Canned air, check. This is where Hanford stores the sludgy leftovers from making plutonium during World War II and the Cold War. But the farms are on a bad press roll lately, with an increasing number of workers complaining of sore throats, trouble breathing, and headaches. Some say their bosses aren't doing enough. Tom Fletcher is one of those tank farm managers. He takes this media day opportunity to say managers don't want to make their workers clumsy or overheated with too much protective gear, but they still want them safe. Air monitors like this one have taken 12,000 air samples since March. None have tipped the federal scale for too much worker exposure. Still, experts here admit the human nose is way more sensitive than even their best machines. I'm Anna King in Richland.
Hanford officials say a draft federal study on the vapor problem at the site's tank farms goes public this fall. Next week in Richland, Hanford workers will share their experiences with chemical vapors at a public meeting.